With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly. But that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect. And it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from the Bay.
Ah, we're in the same room.
This rarely happens, as you know, so it's very exciting. Hi.
It's face to face.
I don't know what to do.
I'm so nervous right now.
I will say, Mary is in her Pat Altschul, patriciacouture.com, birdie pajamas. I am in a sweatshirt and sweatpants.
Courtney met Birdie today, and it was kind of embarrassing, guys. She was a bad baby.
Birdie was a little bit of a bad... She was, like, showing off new people.
She was rambunctious. It was embarrassing. She peed to say hello.
She peed a lot of places today.
Yeah.
There's a lot of hellos.
Yeah.
Even when then it was a goodbye. We're also, while we do this, We have a beautiful candle lit next to us. And we want to thank the girls of Bougie Candles because this isn't even a sponsor. This is just like a thank you. They are these gorgeous candles. They're named after old Hollywood starlets. Like we have the Betty Davis lit right now. And they're so gorgeous and smell delicious.
It's a summer berry scent and it's lovely. Seriously.
It's a summer Mary scent. But yeah, so we just wanted to give a quick shout out and a thank you. Again, not sponsored or anything. Just appreciate the gifts.
Yes, agreed. And let's just kick off with some news. So Us Weekly published an article this week about the 32 Real Housewife divorces.
And it's as we like look at this list, it's like really taken us back.
You forgot.
I just like some of these I'm like, I don't even remember. Okay, we'll start off first. We're going to go through all 32.
We are?
We won't have to talk about them. Okay, we'll name it. Okay, so our first one, we've got Phaedra Parks and Apollo Nita, which, like, who didn't see that one coming?
From Atlanta. He's in jail.
Mm-hmm. Our newest.
Yeah, Gina the New Girl.
And Matthew from RHOC. Then we have Adrian and Paul Maloof, which that was a sad one for me. I was sad about that.
You can still follow him on
Instagram?
No, his reality show with Botched. Heather Dubrow.
My mom's obsessed with Botched.
Oh, really?
Like, will call me and be like, can't talk right now. Botched is back on. Like, stop.
Wait, and also, like, Terry and Paul are really funny on Instagram because Paul's dating this new girl that's, like, 20. And he's like, hey, I thought that was your daughter.
I love it. Okay, next we have Yolanda, my love, and David Foster.
Who now David Foster is getting married to Catherine McPhee, who was on Danny Pellegrino's podcast last week and said when she first met him, she didn't know who he was.
Awkward. And again, remember, he performed at her wedding. Like, she sang a song and he was on the piano. That's creepy.
Totally.
We have what really started it all, Camille and Kelsey Grammer. Mm-hmm. So pernicious.
Oh, ooh. This one makes me sad.
Yeah, this is dark.
Taylor and Russell Armstrong.
Moving on. We've got Witchy Poo, Carlton, and David Gebbia, whatever. She was a one and done for good reason. Ugh, oh.
This one. Heartbreaking.
An empty love tank.
Empty love tank for sure. Vicky and Dawn.
Oh.
And Dawn, we hear, is actually going to move next to Brianna and Ryan in
North Carolina?
Yeah.
I love that. You know, we'll get into it tonight, but what is going on with Vicky and Steve?
There's so much to discuss.
We'll get there. Okay, another OC couple. Ugh. Tamara Judge and Simon Barney.
So this week I went into kind of a dark hole.
Tell us more.
Kind of an MKEPI situation.
Okay, plus Cam.
Plus Cameron.
Uh-huh.
The pink edition.
Mm-hmm.
And I somehow...
Divorces are hard.
You sound so much like her. It's crazy. So basically, I ended up on Simon Barney's page and then went to his... I don't know if it's like a fiance or a girlfriend's page. She looks like his daughter.
She's really young,
right? And she's like
a
home designer. And then...
For like dollhouses?
No, she's a home designer. And then it got me thinking because Tamara posted this week about how she designed her kitchen. And so I was like, is she trying to one-up Simon?
She's like pulling like a David Bedore's Live, Laugh, Loser girlfriend.
Yes.
Okay, going back, we have... This is also very recent. Alexis and Jim Bellino. Poor Jimmy the Chin.
Who's suing Tamara and Shannon.
Shannon, yeah.
This one, everyone saw this coming.
Yeah.
Kelly and Michael Dodd.
Oof, there's a lot of OC ones.
However, I did cry this week when Kelly went to the homeless shelter meeting. He just watched it and I was like tearing up.
It was a sweet moment. Next on the OC list, we have Gina and Matt Keough. Ooh.
Beatty Bedore and Shannon.
Shannon Bedore.
Wow, I guess like Orange County has like the highest.
Our next one is Lynn and Frank Curtin. Like,
Z.
It's never. Ooh. Even though we hate her so much, we still feel for her. Bethany and Jason. Bethany, not ever after.
No. Andy, I want to sit down with Jason.
Yeah. Okay, moving on. I guess we're in New York now.
Luann and the Count.
Mm-hmm.
And right after Luann and Tom.
It's not about Tom.
Please don't let it be about Tom.
Oh, God.
Don't let it be about Tom.
It's always about Tom. Oh, and now we have... Oh, we have Ramona Mario.
Who, she still talks to Mario.
What? What's
like
going
Andy
on?
Talked to Mario last week.
I know.
The next one is Jules and Michael from New York when she was like literally a foot taller than him.
Which is so funny because when I look at this photo of them, it's very reminiscent of Cam and her husband Court, but the blonde version.
Yes.
Right? Like,
oh my gosh,
she's,
we need a side by side.
Like Jules and Cam have a very similar, very tall, gorgeous. Oh. Okay, moving on to Atlanta.
Nene and Greg, who now are remarried.
Yeah, and they got a nice special for it.
Then next, Cynthia and Peter, who someone posted something from the MTV Movie Awards and was like, I didn't know Peter was at the awards, and it was like some rapper. It did really look like him.
Was it Ja Rule that came out with J-Lo? Murder. Okay, next is Portia Williams and Cordell Stewart. And rumor is that Portia is pregnant and she decided to tell all the ladies at Eva's bridal shower. So this will potentially be filmed for next season.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm. We don't know who the boyfriend is, though. Okay. So that'll be interesting. Oh, this was a sad one. I really liked them, season one. Lisa Wu and Ed Hartwell. Season one of Atlanta. She was like, you don't remember her?
I actually don't remember her at all.
Do you remember Deshaun and Eric Snow also from season one?
No. I guess I didn't watch season one.
Yeah, well, you should go back. Then we've moved to New Jersey, and we've got Dina and Tommy Manzo, Thick as Thieves.
And he wouldn't be on the show.
He would not be on the show. He refused.
Yeah.
And then in Potomac, it's Charisse and Eddie Jordan. Cha-cha. Mary doesn't watch half of these.
I don't know.
Charisse was a friend of this season.
Oh, okay.
So in Miami, this was a sad. I actually like them together. Joanna Krupa and Romaine Zago. But now Joanna's remarried. Joanna's the one who had the infamous fight with Brandi Glanville.
About her smelly vagina.
Right.
Makes sense. Oh, this one? Oh, they filmed the wedding in Vail.
Yes.
Filmed it in Vail.
Remember they took a chairlift up to, like, the top of a mountain, and then she was, like, wearing, like, she couldn't wear her heels, and she couldn't understand why or something?
Yeah.
Marisol Patton and Philippe Potesta Herbert.
Yeah, and
he was, like, 20 years younger than her.
I remember him being super young. She looked older that season.
She is just old.
Yeah.
That's okay. Yeah. Okay, these two.
Oh, my God.
Tariq and Mikhail Salahi from Real Houses of D.C.
And they crashed
the White House dinner.
Correspondent dinner.
And then she ran off with, like, the guitarist of Journey.
We should watch that.
Yeah, maybe we need to do a deep
Stephen
dive on
Perry?
That. Yeah.
Wait, that's so weird. Someone I know was walking their dog, and their dog, like, went running after these people, and they were taking an engagement shoot. This literally happened last week, and it was to Stephen Perry.
And Mikhail?
It happened in San Francisco.
It's her?
I don't know. It's got to be someone new by now, right?
Oh, my. No, they're still together. But I don't think it's... I don't know. We'll have to look into that.
My worlds are colliding.
Maybe you need to
right
Google
now.
It while we're still talking about this. Okay, also in D.C. is Kat and Charles Omani, and she's the one who's like, I'm not here for a long time. I'm here for a good time. She was like the English one. Oh, and then Mary and Rich. But nobody even remembers D.C., but D.C. was good.
Yeah, and then that one woman, like, hooked up with Prince Harry.
Yeah, that was her. The one.
Oh, okay.
Not Mary, but the cat. She was the English one. And then Stacey and Scott Turner also divorced, and they're from D.C., but again, nobody remembers them. That's a lot of divorces. Sad. Kids just can't stay together anymore.
Well, it's kind of like a part of the reality TV lifestyle. It's like, get on the show, empty your love tank, get a divorce, start a business. Mm-hmm.
But you know who hasn't gotten divorced?
Who?
LVP and Ken. They just celebrated 36 years together. And I feel like they're the kind of couple that will, like, they will literally die together. Like, Lisa will die this is very morbid, and I'm sorry, but Lisa will die, and literally Ken will die the next day from a broken heart.
Aww.
Don't you think they're that kind of couple?
Yeah.
Very convincing. Okay, so let's talk about some other things that happened. More bad news for Dory and PK.
Oh. He has many, many gambling debts, up to $2 million, and they're poor. And Beverly Beach by Dory is not bringing in the bacon.
Which is so weird. You'd think it would. Okay, now let's talk about some weird combinations from this week. This week we had a mix-up of some Bravo celebrities. Our first mix-up is Jill Zarin, Patty Stanger, Vicky Gumbelson, and Cynthia Bailey together outside of the Bravo offices. What do we think they were doing?
They were in LA, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I understand, like, Vicky and Patty, I could actually see them being a dynamic duo.
For what?
Matchmaking services.
Goodbye, Steve Lodge.
I know Vicky's still with Steve. He poured wine for her this week on the air and on the Instagram.
Okay.
But Jill's so thirsty. She's going to Tom Tom. She's doing anything to get back on Bravo.
Literally, it's so ridiculous.
Willing to film her husband's funeral.
Yeah,
I don't understand how Cynthia fits in.
So I'm assuming they're doing some sort of promo, but it's like, is Patty getting a new show? Is Jill back on New York? Like, what's going on? Or are they going to appear, like, in some video? Because it's NBC, so it could be, like, maybe they're going on E! Maybe it's, like, something else. Maybe they're all going on Botched.
No, Cynthia Bailey doesn't have to.
I know, she's gorgeous. Then, our other weird mix of people, we got Sheena. We've got Brandy, we've got Pauly D, and we have Kim Richards all together.
I thought I made really great hashtags on that photo.
Yeah.
Because there was so much going on there. It's like, so Sheena and Brandy are together. Sheena slept with Brandy's husband.
Mm-hmm. While they were married.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Then I guess that's husband, sorry.
Then you have the Kim Richards connection, because Kim Richards and Brandy are BFF.
Mm-hmm.
But then you throw that in because Pauly D is also on a show with Kim Richards, but has previously been on a show with Brandy, famously single.
Oh my gosh.
So there's so
Wait,
much
what's
going
the show
on
that
here.
He's on with?
They're all going to marriage boot camp. So that's why Kim Richards and Pauly D are together.
Is Sheena going on marriage boot camp?
No.
No, she's just there.
But there was like, it's like all very intertwined.
It was like
Brandy and Pauly D, famously single. Pauly D and Kim Richards because...
Oh, with Aubrey O'Day.
Yes.
Oh, okay. And then Sheena's like, oh, is that an opening of an envelope I heard? Better run.
I was just like mind blown.
It's very crazy.
But I really like Pauly D. I'm watching Shore Family.
Love Jersey Shore. It's just they've really.
Mike is like hilarious. Their comedic
so funny.
Timing on everything is unreal.
And they just for the most part they don't take. Ronnie is in a hole of darkness though. Ooh. Again, ooh. It's like Ronnie, just get away from your girlfriend. She's clearly crazy.
Well. They kept the crazy Instagram fight, and then he's, like, filming 2 days later and acting like nothing happened.
And everyone's sitting there just, like, it's, like, the big elephant in the room, but it's, like, an Italian sausage instead. It's, like, can we talk about this? And then I'm really enjoying it, though. They're going to bring Angelina back.
They filmed it so fast.
Yeah, they filmed it really fast. So they're doing Vegas, and then they're going to go back to the shore where it all began.
Okay.
And that's where Dina will join them because she's a little meatball, has a little meatball growing inside her.
Oh, so she's going to do it pregnant.
Yes. So she'll go to the shore. I guess she just didn't want to. She probably just didn't want to, like, put herself in a Vegas situation, which I think is fair.
Right.
Okay. So now there's, like, this weird thing of, like, is Craig from Southern Charm, is he living in the Bahamas? What's he doing there? Does he have offshore accounts and he's, like, basically sewing pillowcases for everybody? Like, what's going on?
He's a fisherman now.
He's just, like, living off the land.
Yeah, he gets
Yeah?
He's living off the land.
Okay. Okay, so then there's been all these, like, rumors of, like, what's Tori Spelling doing in Beverly Hills? Like, what is she joining the show? What's going on?
I solved another mystery this week.
Please continue.
Because apparently Teddy Mellencamp.
It's hard, words are hard.
Yes. It's my first week back, people.
To school. Summer Mary, R.I.P.
But Teddy Mellencamp is her accountability coach.
Can you imagine Tori Spelling only eating 500 calories a day?
I have tried to Google Teddy's...
her, like, the routine or whatever?
Yeah, like, the diet, and I can't find it anywhere. If anyone's done it, because I do think it works, please send me the meal plan.
I'm pretty sure you starve yourself and then run 12 miles.
And you can't drink alcohol.
Oh, I'm out.
The first couple weeks, you can't drink alcohol.
That's harsh.
But, I mean, those, like, those, that motivation on Tuesday, like, when she does the side-by-sides, I'm, like, always like, I want to do this.
I mean, I feel like if I knew I was talking directly to her and not somebody on her team checking in, I think I'd be more apt to want to do it.
Teddy, we're open to doing it for free.
And there will be days where we cannot be held accountable. But let us know.
Yes.
Okay, and then I just have to say, so, you know, I still hate Tamara, so don't think anything different of what I'm going to say, but her daughter, Sophia, the one that still talks to her, she released this song on SoundCloud, and it's actually very good. It's called...
You listened?
I listened! It's called Skechers. Well, first off, it was like Skechers by Sophia Barney, and I was like, Skechers gave her a shoe line? And then when I clicked the link, it was a SoundCloud... And it's, like, good. It's, like, pop. It's, like, honestly, it's, like, kind of this Sylvanesso sound. It's, like, this, like, I feel like I could listen to it in a coffee house.
Oh.
Yeah, I was into it.
Okay. It sounds like I have a song for my morning commute.
Yeah. Do you want to just talk about Orange County? Because, God, this season sucks. Like,
they're drawing out.
It's like Loudgate is so ridiculous. Why do we need that? We don't need it. We're over it. And like, I'm so glad that Emily's like putting, not even like, she's just like, stop. Like, yeah. She's just like putting the kibosh on it. Like, I'm not playing this game. Like, this is so dumb.
It is like nice because I feel like she's a sophisticated person and she's smarter than them. So she knows what she's doing. But like, Tamara is so calculated. She knew going into that golf lunch exactly what she was going to do. And
oh,
that
yeah.
was tear down Shannon.
Which is like, Shannon does not need to, we do not need any more Shannon crying or freaking out. That was what last season's for. This is the redemption season of building ourselves back up. We've got, you know, the new food thing. We don't need people, like, Shannon will never be on the outs from the group. So Tamara
but
should
I feel
not
like
do that.
Tamara, okay. Tamara, your story's done.
Done.
Your story is done.
Done.
It's been told.
What story is she even telling? Like, Eddie doesn't take his heart medicine. Okay, the scene in Real Housewives, they like, come back from a commercial, and they're at Tamara's house, and they start off with, like, an anniversary date of Tamara and Eddie, and that's in the background, and then they zoom into the forefront, and it's, like, Eddie's pills that he hasn't taken, and then they shoot to the next scene, and it's Tamara's crutch. And I'm like, if this could tell a story.
And then it's Tamara's mom like, yeah, my boyfriend smokes weed. He's a plumber.
Yeah. He wants to talk to Eddie about some supplements and like steroids. Like, no, she should talk to Rapey
weed.
Ryan about
it's
that.
Weed.
Oh, I thought the supplements were like protein powder.
Oh, I thought, okay, so I misinterpreted.
Okay, I was like, I didn't hear the weed conversation.
No, yeah, she's like, the whole conversation was that Tamara was like, my foot's healing really fast because I'm using those, what is it called, THC or TBC?
THC?
Oils.
Oh, okay.
And that's...
TBC, I don't know what the acronym is.
Guys, we sound so dumb right now. But
it's late.
It's the weed oil, like, to help heal it.
Oh.
And then, and then she's like, oh, my boyfriend smokes weed. He's a plumber.
Oh, I just missed. Whenever Tammy Sue and Tammy Sue Sr. come on, I'm like, ugh, can I rewind? Or can I fast forward? I never want to rewind.
Do you think that Tamara's still going to church? Or was that just like a plot line?
That was a season 8 plot. Nail me to the cross like Jesus Christ. No, I think, you know, she prays to God when she needs to, aka when Eddie's going into surgery and, you know, she's really looking to her faith, but she's been questioning it. Why me?
Okay.
No, I don't think Tamara goes to church anymore.
Okay.
But you know who could take me to church? I'm into Shannon's trainer.
No, I thought he was cute at first and then I was like, nah.
I mean, if you don't find his Instagram charming...
Read it to me.
Okay. So, her trainer's name is Steven. His Instagram is @StevenMichaelFit. today or the other day he posted, "I'm humbly excited to announce I will be on At Bravo tonight at 9 p.m. starring at Shannon Bedore in The Real Housewives of Orange County, hashtag RHOC. Thank you, Shannon, for being such an amazing person, role model, and friend. You are an inspiration to us all, and we all support you. 2! Hashtag weightlifting, hashtag IGer, hashtag muscle, hashtag fitness, hashtag fitspo, hashtag fit, hashtag workout, hashtag love, hashtag fun, hashtag bodybuilding, hashtag instagood. Okay, hashtag Instago, hashtag cardio, hashtag Bravo, hashtag television, hashtag strength, hashtag personal trainer, hashtag train, hashtag IG again, hashtag Instagram, hashtag IG, hashtag healthy, hashtag nutrition, hashtag optimum nutrition.
How many likes did that get?
321. One of them being Shannon.
My favorite line out of Shannon Storms. She was like, I want my stomach to go out further than my, I don't want my stomach to go out further than my boobs. Don't.
I literally, after she said, she's like, I want it to be more in, I was like, same girl. Same.
And then meanwhile, you get the David flashbacks of him doing like the most intense fitness and like the sad music.
Yeah, it's just like, wah, David wah. Gets ready for another Spartan race. And he's like, at the finish line is live, laugh, loser, and a bowl of chips and salsa. I just gotta get to the finish line. So then we also, because we have to just continue Loudgate, because again, there's nothing for this season, we see Tamara and Gina and the husbands get together, and it's like, Shane's like annoying, but I think he's like harmless. He orders a Diet Coke.
Yeah.
Like they made sure to put that in for us. Like, we get it. He doesn't drink. It's not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
Like, I want to see him going to the Mormon church. I want a trip to Salt Lake. I want to know what's going on there.
I wonder if they raise their kids Mormon.
She makes it seem like I don't think she does.
Well, I mean, she's not in a real, she's not
LD. Yeah, no. So I want more info on that. Like, I want more.
You can text her.
I'm sorry. Did I say Gina too? I think I meant Emily. I've said Gina.
Oh, I mean, I knew you were talking
about okay. Emily. Sorry about that.
You might have said Gina.
Yeah, though. Sorry about that.
We're definitely talking about Emily.
Yeah.
Gina's husband's not on the show. So
Gina's husband is non-existent, but he's still hot.
Yeah.
But that's besides the fact. Okay.
Wait, so my favorite part of the whole episode was just this Kelly Dodd and Jolie going to the homeless shelter.
I just have to say, this made me want to call my mom and just tell her. I won't, though, because then she'll know I have a soul. But I wanted to tell her, you know, it's hard work being a single mom, and thank you.
Yeah.
I just, the whole thing, like, and Jolie giving her a hug at the end, just being like, this was so, like, amazing. Like, I had a really great experience. And I just really love the relationships between mothers and daughters.
No, I think this one was, like, super cute. And then I loved the juxtaposition of her going to camp on a private plane. And then she's like, Mom, what is that a view of another house? And they're, like, looking at this $4 million house.
She's like, 1.6 million, 2 bedrooms? Ugh, keep looking. But not because it was 1.6, just she wanted more space. Where do you think Michael lives now?
Close. I mean, they live super close by. I think they're all, like, in Corona Del Mar.
How do you know that?
I don't know. Michael, give me a call. Oh my. Give me the quiet one.
Are you the one that Vicky set up at the barbecue?
I would like to be.
Okay, and then we go, like, Vicky's pushing the storyline, because apparently Vicky's storyline is how her love tank's full, but her ring finger is not.
But what is Steve Lodge's motive to be with her?
I have no idea. I don't get it. Like, and even when she was like, oh, this photo, it looks like an engagement photo. And he, like, chokes on his wine. And I'm like, it's, what? Like, why?
So and we love everyone sending us how Steve Lodge requests to be your friend.
Yeah, it's a bot.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's hilarious.
However, you should keep him as a follower.
I agree.
And hopefully he starts liking your photos. But so, like, I just don't get it. Like, is he with Vicky for the money? Is he with Vicky because she's, like, famous in Orange County? Like,
but, like, she has such a bad reputation, too. And they've been together 2.5 years, and he literally brings her over wine. She has 2 sips, and then he takes it to put it down on the coffee table for her.
Yeah.
Like, it's bizarre.
Like,
But he, I don't...
Does he have Stockholm Syndrome?
Maybe, he doesn't seem disingenuous, though.
No, I know. So I'm like, is this a Dirty John situation? Like, we thought Brooks was Dirty John, but could it be Dirty Steve?
I hope not.
Also, I have to say, Vicky's talking head of her in the yellow top, she has never looked better. She looks amazing in that, and I will not say that this is not a good-looking season for her, but she looks really fantastic.
I agree. Okay, so then we go over to the boutique, and, Gina just basically says that Shannon thinks that Shane abuses Emily, basically.
Which I'm like, Emily could break him in half.
Okay.
I really like
Emily because she called me one time. And
so you're biased?
I'm totally biased. But
I get
her
it.
Her body's, very interesting. Because I think she, looks good most of the time. And then I think sometimes there's just,
it's, an ill-fitting outfit.
That and, I'm sorry. Tamara Judge has a rocking body.
We don't like to give her compliments, but she'll never hear this.
Right. Kelly Dodd does.
Mm-hmm.
But I also feel like Emily's probably, 5'8".
Yeah, she's tall.
Other girls are probably... I bet Kelly Dodd's, 5'4".
Yeah, but even I think they all look great. I think that Shannon actually looks great when she was doing her. She has a new talking head with this ponytail, and she was looking fabulous today.
She was not.
Or yesterday,
good
or whenever the show was on
Facebook. I mean, in her golfing outfit.
Okay,
what's the golfing outfit?
Let's just move on because Vicky's like, oh, I want to go golfing for my birthday. It's it's me and another girl's birthday, and I got us a cake, and I want to celebrate. And it's like, okay, well, we know they're Aries,
so right,
because the Aries party that Shannon went through. But what's with the golfing? Vicky comes out with a beanie, but it's just sitting on the top of her head like a yarmulke.
The beanie,
It was Vicky, it is 75 degrees out. Right. The other girls are in tank tops and they were all wearing tennis skirts.
Except for Tamara. Tamara had the cute, she was playing up the part.
She did the plaid pants.
They missed the memo. They should have all gone to J. Crew instead of Lululemon.
Right. I thought Tamara, yes, I hate giving Tamara compliments, but I thought she looked really good. But luckily she's still a shitty human being. Mm-hmm. So it's as Alexis Bellino once said, maybe you should eat your makeup so you can be pretty on the inside, too.
I forgot that.
Remember?
I forgot about that.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's also these women. I feel like now on these shows it's cool to be drunk or something because it used to not be.
Yeah.
And they're all trying to blow into this
breathalyzer.
Yeah. And they're I got a 1.4. I'm you would be dead.
Yeah, let's talk about how breathalyzers and alcohol work. No.
0.14. And then someone else...
Shannon's oh, you better take over the golf cart. I might run it into something. I'm wasted. It's you've had one drink. Let me tell you how these fake breathalyzers work, right? You take one sip and you blow right into it and it'll tell you you're really drunk. You've had one sip of alcohol.
Right.
As someone who owns one of these breathalyzers, I just... It's not, it's actually kind of sad to me. These girls showing off in front of each other of look how fun I am.
And it's 10 a.m. Yeah. On Tuesday.
And the people who are, I like when they're they ask somebody hey, how old are you? And he said, I have a girlfriend. He did not want to engage. He was I am not all about these dumbass women who are here trying to pretend to hit the golf.
The cougars. There's a cougar on the loose in the OC.
But it just was if I was playing, I would be super annoyed if these drunk, quote-unquote drunk women are in my way while I'm trying to play. I paid money to play on this course, and these idiots are out here. Tamara can't even swing. She's got a boot on. None of the girls can play. They're probably messing up the rough. Everybody's just going to be annoyed, and then they're probably, holding back people from behind them.
They played, three holes.
Yeah. But then, we get after that. They're okay, the drink cart. Oh, gosh. Okay, we're all drunk. Let's go to lunch. And then
But before, it's Emily.
Oh,
Emily
yeah.
Got into the car, and she's super fired up because she knows she's going to confront Shannon. And on the whole, she confronts Shannon and is what are you saying about my husband? Are you saying he's abusive? He reminds you of David. I hear these rumors you're talking about. And Shannon's I have no intent to judge. She cops to it right away. And it seemed they kind of hashed it out.
Yeah.
But of course.
The producers are in their ear. Like, hold on. Why don't you ask everyone?
Well, yeah.
And then at one point, Emily and Gina walk away, and Emily, like, makes a dig at Gina, like, sorry, my husband's around.
Ooh.
And it was like, she was like, how dare you?
What did she say? It's what her exact word was like. And then she's like, that was low.
Yeah.
But no, but she was like, that was foul. That was foul.
Yeah. Yeah. And then somehow Shannon then like accuses Tamara of what? I don't even know what happened, but all of a sudden it just was Tamara was yelling at Shannon.
So Shannon opens up the conversation and it was like, who but the word abuse was Shannon Bedore?
Which we find out it's Kelly Dodd.
Right.
But Kelly will not cop to it. And at one point, they're, like, all blaming each other. And she's like, it's Vicky's fault!
But then, basically, I think Tamara had just, like, one too many drinks. And she's just like, well, anytime someone's going after your husband, you're going to defend him. And, like, that was, like, her thing. It's basically, like, you know what? People are calling Eddie gay. Of course I'm always going to defend him. You're always going to defend your husband, no matter what, no matter what. And da-da-da-da-da. And, but I also think at the end of the day, it's literally like she's getting so mad at Shannon because she's like, Shannon, you call me at 3 a.m. and I pick up. You're draining me with all your crying and your tears. You don't even know that you have to pay the water bill.
Okay, but we had a debate about this though. And our parents don't really know how to do that. Like, they wouldn't. I put all my mom's bills on auto payment for her.
There's certain people, they would know they have to pay the water bill, but they would have to try to figure out how to pay the water.
Yeah, like someone would have to set it up for them and let them know. Like they know, like there's a bill. I just, where do a checkbook? Do I balance my checkbook? Can I put a credit card on it? Like when is it due?
Right.
Can somebody just walk me through it? I felt for Shannon in that. And also, I also think too, like Shannon's probably like got so many things going on that the water bill is not her first thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't get a water bill.
How nice for you. Well, actually, no, I don't get a water bill either.
The water bill comes with, like, a lot of, like, houses. Like, I've never actually...
Well...
No, but, like, when I lived in the marina...
Oh, stuff, yeah, no. Like, as a renter, you don't actually pay for the water.
Yeah.
You pay for the power, but you don't pay for the water. Yeah. So, and Shannon's renting.
I think it's probably, like, circumstantial.
She should look at her lease.
Yeah.
Shannon, let us know if you need somebody to look at your lease. Tamara could look at it because Tamara's a real estate agent.
True.
But she also won't help you lose weight, so she probably won't help you with that.
No, but then she said that she wouldn't help her lose weight.
Suspect.
Well, they live far apart, though.
I know.
Like, Cut Fitness is...
deep in the OC.
Right.
Anyways, I'm not looking forward to next week, except for when Emily says, I will fucking kill you.
Yes.
So, that's what I'm looking forward to. But other than that, like, this show has to go. Give Shannon and Kelly a spinoff. I like Emily. I like Gina. Like, I actually don't even mind Gina. Like, Vicky and Tamara, their storylines are over. Sorry, OG of the OC. Like, you've had your run. There's just nothing else there. And, like, the new girls are nice, but they're okay. They actually should get out before their lives are ruined.
Well, Gina's already...
Well...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like, after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10 minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10 minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listen to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or Bike Plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us. So I started using Dime Beauty at the end of last year. It is a simple skincare routine. I mean, who has time for that 10-step stuff? Dime is a clean, high-end skincare that is very affordable, and it really works. Dime did not sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I mean clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. So I start with their gentle cleanser. It's kind of like a jelly form and smells like coconuts. Obsessed with it. Then when after I wash my face, I use the TBT serum. Soaks right into your skin. And then during the day, I use their dewy day cream. Obsessed with it, melts into your skin. I finished mine in St. Lucia and was like so pissed off about it. And then at night, I have their restorative night cream and their TBT cream. This TB cream has been sold out. It's Dime's sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream, and it's finally back in stock, so you can check that out. They have over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com and love the skin you're in. I've been using Ouai products for years. It's O-U-A-I, and they just launched something new. It's the Anti-Frizz Cream. I have very thick, curly, unruly hair, so this is a perfect product for me. But I got to thinking about it, and it's like, if you have thin hair, thick hair, everybody has frizz. This is immediate frizz control, and it lasts up to 72 hours. And plus, it's a heat protector because I blow dry my hair. I also, I'll put the curling iron on it. I'll use the straightener, but it has heat protection up to 450 degrees. Also helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to Consumer Perception Study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. I know I am feeling that. So I will put in this with wet or dry hair. Then I love to apply my leave-in conditioner, you know. It detangles, hydrates, helps me brush out my hair. And I can't tell you about the smells of Ouai. Honestly, all their products smell delicious. I'm obsessed with this scent. It's the North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. It's just delicious. And then I usually will finish off after my blow dry with the hair gloss. Immediate shine helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy. I just love all the Ouai products. I'm a Ouai girly, but be fizz free with Ouai. You can go to theouai.com, use promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's theouai.com, promo code TJG. You know, I can't recommend it enough.
Yeah. She's already on the list.
Oh yeah. So sad. But yeah, I just think that like, I always want to see more of Shannon and Kelly. I don't care about the others really.
Agreed.
Okay.
They could put us on the show.
Hard pass. I mean, apparently, though, they're taking anybody our age, so that could be. Okay. Should we go? Let's go to New York.
Agreed.
Okay, I am exhausted watching these episodes. I feel like I am Carol's readers, and it's just like I sit there, I'm stuck in part of the conversation, and then I need to go.
Well, I feel like they just deep dive. Like, Andy is not holding back. He's like, so, Dorinda, you're drunk. How many times have you seen a therapist this week? And she's like, I only go every other, and that's all I need. I'm not a drunk. I was never drunk at that Cartagena dinner.
Which is such a lie. Why? Like, I don't understand. She's so, like, backpedaling on everything, where if she just said, listen, yeah, I was drunk a couple of times, and I don't think that what I said was wrong, and maybe it sounded wrong because I was, like, a little drunk and it sounded slurry, but I stand by what I said, and that's it. Like, she is so defensive. It's like she's arguing with herself.
Well, I wonder what... So she said she, like, talks to her mom, and that helps her, too. I'm like, what is your mom and Hannah saying about you? Because your edits are horrible, and it's not actually the edits. It's because that's
they can't edit act. What you don't give them.
Right. But also, she basically was like, well, Lou went to rehab, not because she wanted to, because she had to stay out of jail.
Which I know, like, when I saw that, I was kind of like, whoa! Like, I felt like that was almost a revelation, because I felt like they made it seem as if Lou went to rehab because she realized she had a problem. And oh, so no. I thought she was doing it to stay out of jail, but I thought she's tried to spin it as, like, there's something wrong and I need to take care of it. And so then when Dorinda said it out there, it was like, whoa! Like, I think that's like a secret's revealed, but you're not supposed to tell anybody.
Right. Well, but then they were all basically like, well, we all knew she was drinking and we all knew she'd get back to it. And then Sonia's like, I had a lot of sober time with her and she was doing great and she'll get back on their feet. And everyone's like, shut up, Sonia. You're the last person to talk. You're the drunkest.
And she's like, oh, vagina. And then they even said, like, Carol and Ramona were even, like, said that they were, like, kind of concerned about the drinking and with Dorinda.
Right.
And so it's just, and then the
Giovanni.
And I think it's, like, interesting, right? Because, like, Dorinda was saying, like, I wasn't like, Giovanni. I was like, Giovanni, which she actually was, like, the second one. But she was definitely inferring from the first wave she was saying Giovanni. Like, she was obviously trying to, like, bug Luann and, like, heckle her.
And Andy said that. And I
think Andy said that.
He's like, it seems like you're heckling her. I'm like, you're so unbiased.
Except that he's completely on Team Bethany.
Exactly. No, and if you haven't seen that meme yet about Chobani, like the Chobani yogurt.
Somebody made a meme of that with Dorinda?
Yes. Like,
wait, that's hilarious.
It's like Honda Civic Selfie or something. And it's like... Yeah. Like,
Chobani.
The yogurt.
Oh, my God.
Buy those yogurt.
Wait, that is amazing.
Giovanni.
That's
Giovanni.
You like that fresh Giovanni. Andy Samberg from NSL. He gave me my first one, and I love Greek yogurt. Sometimes I add a little bit of raspberry vodka to it just for some flavor. It's Greek Giovanni.
But I really do hope that her and Lou come back together. And apparently, Courtney told me this today. I didn't know about this.
It was Honda Civic Selfie. Guys, if you're not following Honda Civic Selfie, they're hilarious. Yes.
But Courtney told me today that there is going to be an appearance by Lou in the third installment. So it's like a one-on-one.
I don't know full details. Okay. I just know it's happening. I'd have to assume it's a one-on-one of some sort. Maybe it's Bethany being her spokesperson, because it's like, Bethany, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, it's like her agent.
I'm so sick of Bethany. Here's the thing is, like, what happened today, or in the reunion this week, was, like, Bethany was clearly, like, wrong. But Carol could not compose herself enough to, like, take Bethany on. So Carol doesn't necessarily look, like, that smart.
I completely disagree with that. I think Carol was so smart. She wrote down every single nasty thing.
But then
she
put those stupid glasses on and is, like, took away from it. Like, I just felt like...
The glasses didn't bother me that much. They really did.
You just see... Like, you hate Bethany so much.
I cannot see the goodness.
I thought... I think this is one, I've said this, this is the most gorgeous Bethany has ever looked at any reunion. She, whatever she's done, like, if she's done a facelift, I think she got new teeth a la Kyle. Like, she just looks really great.
We also have a theory that Carol got a facelift.
Yeah.
That's why she got the facelift,
she started filming.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
She must have gotten the facelift, like, because she wouldn't have gotten it while marathon training. So maybe it happened, like, right after. Like, on holiday break or something. Something had to have happened. Because her skin looks great. Like, it looks like everything's settled down now.
I agree.
Yeah, but I just felt like Bethany, because, and Bethany had Andy on her side, too, that I just felt like the whole time that they were, like, fighting back and forth, that Carol, like, wasn't getting, Carol was never gonna get her point across. So she was just gonna, when I say she looked dumb, like, she was just gonna look dumb because, like, Andy wasn't here for Carol. Like, he was here for Bethany. And then there's, like, this, like, blind gossip item that's going around that's saying, like, oh, this TV host defended this, one of the stars of his television show because she has some dirt on him from 10 years ago.
And I'm like, which I believe.
Yeah, it's, like, probably hashtag me too.
I've heard a lot of stuff about, like, the rumors that...
Such as?
Hashtag me too.
Allegedly. This is all alleged.
That I've just, like, heard stuff that, like, he's gonna get outed. But I'm like, it would have... I felt like it already would have happened. This is the time.
I mean, I don't know. Has Ronan Farrow written a story about it yet? He's the guy who does all the breaking ones for, like, the New York Times.
Maybe it's coming out.
It could be. Okay. So... let's talk about Carol's shoes for a second. I had some real issues with this. Was it lace?
I think it was socks.
Was it metal? Were they socks with stilettos? Was it a full shoe?
No. I think she was wearing...
like lace socks and stilettos?
Yeah.
I feel like that's such a Katie Maloney from Vanderpump Rules move.
Well, like, the Kardashian girls have worn it. Like, Kendall Jenner has worn them.
Oh.
On red carpets. It is fashion.
Heard of it? Okay. So also they're talking about... okay, what I was laughing about during the Bethany and Carol fight was when Carol's reading these texts and they're like... and basically Bethany's shit-talking Ramona. And Carol's like, yeah. And then he said something bad about Ramona. And Ramona's like, oh, okay. Ramona's been non-existent this reunion. Like, she's literally just there to talk about how poop fell out of her.
And she's like, Andy, I love you. And he's like, I love you. And she's like, how much? He's like, not that much.
Oh, my God. That was a measure of how much I literally thought she was asking him how much she'd have to pay him.
No.
To, like, hook up with her. I read that room wrong. Okay, my bad.
But, okay, let's just go deep dive into this fight. So,
okay.
Basically, he asks her... you know, everyone's just wondering, like, what happened? Like, did you guys lose touch over summer? You know, what really happened? And Carol's like, well, my friend Cassandra, her husband died. And Courtney, tell us.
Cassandra was married to the CEO of Paramount. And that's who passed away, Paramount Pictures. And now she's dating Samantha Ronson, who was formerly dating Lindsay Lohan, who has a new Vanderpump Rules type show where Jill, Ramona, and Vicky have all been full circle. But anyways, it's part of Carol's, like, girl crew in L.A.
Right.
Which also includes, like, a bunch of other celebrities, too. So it's, like, very interesting. So
Carol, she goes to L.A. for most of the summer, and Bethany's there, and Bethany...
this is over the Christmas break, I thought. I thought this was over the holidays.
Okay. So Bethany, like, feels left out, and she's not invited,
And Carol's just saying, like, Carol was basically saying, like, it wasn't my place to invite you to something when my friend is grieving. And it's, like, she's bringing all of her friends around.
Right.
And, like, when she was reading her text, like, I'm telling you, like, I was team Carol. But, like, Bethany just, like, she couldn't cop to being, like, I felt like I was left out. Like, you abandoned our friendship. And that's something, like, I think if she had let her guard down a little bit in the beginning, Carol would have been super understanding, been like, listen, like... if you could just understand, I'm having a hard time. My friends, you know, one of my great friends' husband has passed away. She's taking it really tough. Like, I'm just trying to be there for her, and I need to devote my time and energy. And, like, like I said, I tried to do a girls' weekend with you. It didn't work out, but like that's where you need to be a friend to me and take a step back.
Right. And she asked her to. She said, let's talk after the holidays.
Yeah.
And then she's like, all you did was bully, brag, and bitch. And Bethany's like, give me an example. Give me an example.
That's what pissed me off that Carol says. Like, don't Kelly Ben Simone with the bullying. Like, you should have just said, like, you were, like, very aggressive towards me. Bullying, it just pisses me off.
I hate the word bully, but I would say in this,
absolutely. Of course you would.
No, she was. She was took, like, a personal attack on her in every single confessional. She said, didn't have a career. She was like, she was on the New York Times bestseller list, like,
and she called her like a puppet, and like she's moved on to Tinsley, and she, you know, she said all these bad things, and I'm not disagreeing with what you're saying. I'm just saying, like, I just felt like Bethany was just, she wasn't ever going to let her win. So she was going to talk like, oh, give me an example. And Carol would start talking. She's like, give me an example. And Carol would start talking. She's like, one more example.
Right.
And it's like, she just wasn't.
Let's go through the examples.
Okay, please.
She said that she was a clingy girlfriend, like, to her friends.
Oh, I thought of this to Adam.
No, then I think she said she was unavailable. Mm-hmm. She said she cared more about clothes than causes. Mm-hmm. She said she was a puppet. She said she wouldn't accept her age and that she was age shaming. And then literally Bethany is, that list is so weak. It's like she's not hearing at all what a horrible human being is her. And then she says that, she's like, well, you called me a narcissist. And
when did you get your doctor's, when did you get your PhD? It's like, really? Like, that's your throwback? Like, you're throwing that back at her? Like, when did you get your PhD? It's like, you called her all these other things. Like, when did you get your PhD?
Exactly. It's, like, very tit for tat. And then I loved the line where Carol wrote in her blog. She's like, she could have a master class in gaslighting.
Which is, like, so true. I just, like, if Bethany, if you're cool with her, she's cool with you. If you cross her, like, you're done.
Right.
Like, she is,
and
literally,
that's why she has no friends.
Oh, she's got Sonia still. And Lou. Yeah. The fucking losers.
Yeah.
Like.
No, but Carol's like, she's so, I'm like so proud of her for standing up to both Bethany and fucking Andy Cohen.
Yeah, when she said to Andy, like, you're so full of shit, Andy, I was like, granted, you just got fired from that comment, but like, you went out. You went out with a bang, and we're proud of you.
Yeah. And I loved her. She's like, let's compare resumes. Let's compare decades. Like,
oh, yeah. Bethany's like, oh, tell me what you did in the past 5 years. It's like, shut the fuck up, Bethany.
I was over in Afghanistan, like, literally working for
ABC News.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, come on. No. That's so impressive.
But it's also like, she doesn't need to have a career. That's why she focused her time to run a marathon. Like, it's just like, those are the, that
she's
is what
her accountable.
No, but yes, but that's like the whole female empowerment is like when she said like, oh, you don't empower females. And it's like, let's be honest. Like Carol, when she was attacking you in her blog post was just retaliatory towards what you had started. So yes, I don't think that necessarily Carol was like being female empowerment at that point, but I also thought she was defending herself. And so it's like two wrongs don't make a right. But like Bethany, you started this.
Right.
You started it.
Right.
Okay, then it's like very awkward at the end of the episode. They did like a In Loving Memory of Dennis. Oh, and it was like they literally took a still from the show when he was wearing that stupid Gucci sweatshirt.
Yeah.
And it was like you guys couldn't have found like an actual like self-portrait or like a headshot. Like you had to like pause the episode and screenshot it.
I actually matched with someone on a dating app. And he looks exactly like Dennis. Let me show you.
Is this why you matched with him? Because you thought it was Dennis?
No.
She's not fully answering the question.
No, this person really does.
Okay, I believe you. I'm ready for this season to be over, I have to be honest. It's kind of exhausting now.
Well, how long
is that? Whoa, this is Dennis.
You guys, it looks exactly like him. It's, like, crazy. I'm showing Courtney.
Guys. Is that crazy? I think someone's catfishing you, and this is Dennis.
No, no. I hope not. That's horrible.
Also, no, Mary. Just no. But yeah, I'm ready for the season to be over. It has been long. It has been exhausting. Like, I feel like Lou on Christmas Eve right now. Like,
we've gone through so much.
So much.
I loved it.
So much. Okay. But really, Dallas is still, like, bringing it for me. Cameron Westcott is my favorite person on this series.
Her confessional. She's like, I can't. Why would she keep that a secret? It's not like they're Madonna or Beyonce.
She's like, Beaver's Liquors. Yeah, Stephanie and Brandy, they're going to love that place because of who they are as people. But let's talk about, so Cameron and Stephanie are so MFing rich. Like, Stephanie this week, there was a thing on Bravo.com about her showing off her brand new house that she had bought last year. And so she had done this remodel. Do you remember she had, like, the pool in the middle of the room or whatever?
$1.7 million I put into it. No big deal. It's worth every penny.
Her house is amazing, though. Like, her bathroom is literally the size... It's bigger than my apartment.
Oh, God.
It's bigger than my apartment. She has, like, a coffee maker in it. She has an ice machine. She has snacks, like... But it's not, like, it's, like, a room. And then they have their separate toilets. They have this huge shower that also has, like, a shaving... Like, a sink to shave in and a mirror. It's, like, so well done. It's so gorgeous.
How do you see this?
On Bravo. Okay. On the website. But just watching it, I was, like... You know, like, when, like, it's, like, Heather Dubrow never showed us her house, right? But, like, everything she did, she'd be, like...
She has a YouTube channel called Heather's Closet, and you can see a lot of it.
Over it, not watching. But thanks for... So, Heather Dubrow still has never shown us her house. But she was, like, so annoying. She's, like, oh, I need hexagonal ice because, like, I'm rich. And, like, she just was, like, everything was so pretentious with her. But, like, for some reason, after watching Stephanie, I was, like, I just like you even more than I already liked you.
I love watching her and Brandy's dynamic. I think
their friendship is so real.
Own show. Yeah. And that's why it works amazing.
I would watch their own show. Like, I just think that they are so, I think Stephanie is just such a happy person. Like, we talked about this last week, but I think she's just such, like, a good natured and happy person in her life. Like, I hope that he never cheats on her.
No,
I feel like they're in love.
Yeah, no, I agree. Wait, let's think about what's, like, the opposite of Texas that they would have to go to and, like, not fit in and we could watch. Almost like the simple life with, instead of Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie,
it's like Brandy.
Stephanie and Brandy.
No, like, I feel like they would be they need, like, almost like a makeover show where they take, like, they go to, like, the Midwest or something, and they take someone who's just, like, it's like a Queer Eye, but starring Stephanie and Brandy. And it's like coming out of your shell, and, like, you used to be hip, happening, like, in the scene, and then you just kind of let yourself go, and they, like, bring it back to you.
Oh my God, I love this.
Right?
I would totally watch.
100% I would watch.
Let's DM them.
Okay, we're going to DM them. We'll keep you guys updated on this. What's their show? Like, Stephanie and Brandy, like, spice you up or something like that. We're going to workshop that name. We're going to workshop it. But okay, so this week, though,
we already have how Shannon got a groove back, but I was kind of thinking, like,
oh, yeah.
Like, how you got your groove back.
Yeah, but no, but Shannon, that's her show. Right. How Shannon got her groove back. We'll come back to it. Think about it. If you guys have any good show name ideas, let us know, because obviously this is going to happen. Like, just
we're
a spinoff.
We're pitching a problem next week.
Yeah, and by that, they're never returning our calls. And that's fine. Okay, so we go back, but we have to go back to the baby shower, because this baby shower is kind of, or baby delivery, baby welcoming, kind of sets up what happens in the second half of the episode with Cameron. But it's like, you know, everyone's, like, so happy about the baby, and then DeAndre and Brandy have to talk, and it's kind of like this whole thing of, like, Cameron's like, I can't believe that she wouldn't tell me that she had a baby. Like, it's just, I just look stupid. And does she think I'm stupid? Just because I'm blonde doesn't mean I'm dumb.
And also, a lot of you guys were saying that her earrings looked like used condoms.
Which
Cameron and her confessional.
Which I didn't even think about it until I saw it. And I was like...
They could be.
Yeah, it makes sense. I think they're just like little tassels.
No, they were like... They're like hoops.
Yeah, they were hoops with tassels in the middle. But I can see how it could have done that. And then she's talking. Oh, and then so she got everybody pajamas. I thought it was cute for the right. Well, she blew it though, because she did a La La Kent. PJ's on the PJ. And I'm like, no, stop with the PJ.
She was like ultra Elle Woods this time, though. Yeah. She's like, we can like braid hair. We can wear pajamas. Mm-hmm. We can make s'mores.
She's like, I'm going to show them that I'm fun.
You can be fun without putting a chocolate dildo in someone's face. You can be fun without running around naked.
But why couldn't DeAndre just wear the effing PJs?
Because she's like, basically, like, I have a huge ass and pink and stripes is not...
Yeah, but
maybe,
like,
maybe she couldn't fit into them.
Well, like, so then that's what I was also thinking, too. But I feel like she could have just worn the top then, at least. Or, like, tie a sweatshirt around your waist. Like, don't be the Debbie. Because you're already setting the tone. And, like...
Maybe she ripped them when she put them on.
Maybe. But, like, also, like, maybe she should have told Cameron then. Because what she literally did was she set herself up to be attacked by the girls. She already set herself up to be an outsider. Like, her and Brandy already aren't vibing. Then you're going to throw in the alcohol and things are going to change. And it's like...
They were throwing them back, too. And I was also shocked that... I mean, we know they talk about Tito's all the time, but... I was thinking about it. It's like, you could just see that... At Beaver's Liquors, they bought Fireball, Great Goose, and I was just shocked that they...
It was like they threw it in, like, a Natty Ice box, like...
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Oh.
They put it all in there. But, yeah, so... But the amount of alcohol they bought, first I was looking, I was like, I don't think that's enough either. And then I was like, that's how I know I drink too much. No, I'm just kidding. I just was like, is it enough? And I didn't know how long they were there for.
Right.
But
only a couple days. Oh. When you're taking a PJ, you can get anywhere quickly.
This is true.
But wait. We didn't talk about how basically Deandra and Carrie talk at the party.
Oh, and they're getting hammered. They're literally just filling up their glasses. Oh, wait. Are you talking about Brandy's party?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because she's like... Because basically, Deandra and Brandy talk at the party, and she's like, you know, I have, like, two problems with you. Like, one, the squinty eye thing.
Right.
And the other one is that you're going around telling people I abuse Adderall, and, like, I have ADHD, and I'm prescribed for it. And then Deandra, like, full-blown says... No, I didn't say that. That's just a Dallas problem, this Adderall problem, which, by the way, she talked about this on Kate Casey's show. That was the podcast. But,
okay.
So then Carrie is like, well, yeah, I told Brandy that you said that about her and that's who you were talking about. And Deandra's like, why the hell would you do that?
And she's like, because I'm better friends with Brandy than you, basically.
Right. And then she says this line, enjoy your baby and your Adderall.
Yeah. Like, that was so funny. But yeah.
Then Brandy also makes herself look bad. She's like, I've only been sleeping 3 hours. I'm like, yeah, because you're taking so much Adderall.
No, because she has a brand new baby.
No, it's both.
Oh my God. She has a brand new baby. It's not sleeping through the night. No, I really don't want to find problems with Brandy and Stephanie this season. So don't tell me anything bad about them. So... Then they're like, so also let's talk about Cameron's house. Like, Cameron's house is, that is his second home, and it's 12,000 square feet. Like, the amount of bedrooms, bathrooms, a gold elevator, like.
That elevator was huge.
And it was, it wasn't just like a one-person elevator, a two-person. You could fit all of them in it.
The Charlie and the Chocolate Factory glass elevator.
Yeah, and then when Carrie was like, I hope there's a chocolate river. I'm like, Carrie, we all know you would not touch that chocolate river with a 10-foot pole. Mm-mm. But thank you for lying to us and making us pretend. Also, like, Carrie needs to cool on the Botox because that talking head where her hair is pulled back, it's like either your hair is pulled... Her eyebrows are so high up. It makes me think of Tinsley's, like, Spock eyebrows.
No, these are, like...
But these, like... I'm like, Carrie, are you surprised? It's like, no, your face just always looks like that.
No, but also, like, Carrie has another confessional look where her hair's down, but it's, like, the...
Yeah, that's the one I'm talking about.
Yeah, but you said ponytail.
No, pulled back.
Oh, yeah.
Like...
But it's, like, down.
Yeah, it's, like, a poof.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I was talking about. Right. It's just, like... And again, I want to like Carrie. I just can't.
I don't like Carrie.
She's too calculated for me.
Yeah.
Too calculated for me.
Well, and also, she's like always going to be kind of like the third wheel. Like, Brandy and Stephanie are tight-knit.
Are BFFs, yeah.
Then you have Leanne and Deandra that are pretty tight-knit. And you know what, Leanne? Good for you for not drinking this episode. Like, I think you're
into it. Did you like her meditation sessions? Like, goes to meditation once, all of a sudden thinks she's an instructor now with that freaking bowl.
And I would have totally been Cameron.
Yeah, like just laughing at everything. And like DeAndre's taking it so seriously. To
me. Like what? So I like learned how to do transcendental meditation, and you like go in and like do this like, it's like not like a ceremony.
It's kinda like a course.
Yeah, you do it over 3 days.
And you like graduated.
Yeah. And basically when they were like,
can you do this to me after?
No. Like, I can't do it. Like, oh. I'm not, like, sanctioned to do that. But I was hysterically laughing during it. It was just me and the woman that, like, sanctioned me. And I was, like, hysterically laughing, crying. I couldn't take it seriously.
What did she say?
It was my aunt.
Oh. Oh, okay. And then, I was like, you're laughing at a stranger's face.
Like, because they're, like, saying all these words that I don't know what the words mean and all this stuff. And I was dying. No, like, I don't even know. And basically, so then my sister does it right after. I go, oh, so did you laugh? And she's like, no. She's like, that's, like, so serious. Why would you do that? I was like, I was uncontrollable and crying.
Okay, so you're Cam.
Yeah.
Okay. Now,
I do meditation in my class, too.
Wow. Like, but so you're sanctioned for that, though?
No.
So you just do it unsanctioned?
Well, no. I mean, you're leading them in a meditation. There's different kinds of meditation.
Uh-huh. Okay. Sure. Okay. So then we go to... Did you like also Brandy and Stephanie's poster in Cam's room?
I loved it.
I love Brandy's handwriting. I don't know why. I'm thinking it's from all the years of Dallas Cowboys signings.
Agreed.
Or the cheerleader signings. Okay. So then we go into this dinner, right? And DeAndre and Carrie are on the side getting sloshed. And Brandy's getting drunk.
Well, and they start playing a game.
Yeah. And it's like...
A pretty sexual game.
Well, she's like, I'm going to show you how much fun I can be. And it's right. Like, all right, Cam, like, calm it down. And, like, Brandy's just making a joke about, like, making out with her. And Cam calls her a slut.
She's like, I've only been with one person my whole life. But you can be number two. Like, I love how she teases her.
Like, because she just pushes it just enough to make her super uncomfortable, but, like... Not over the edge uncomfortable.
Right.
But, and then she's like, no, two? Oh, I thought I would have been number 50. And she's like, what?
And then she's like, no, my vagina is super clean.
And Leah's like, hey, they're just hands, but they work quite well.
No, she's just like.
Oh, she didn't say that.
You can be with a lot of people and still have a clean vagina.
I should know. I am one of those. They're just hands.
We don't want to know anything more about the carny
also,
life.
I need to say, like, okay, so obviously Leanne has, like, veneers, but, like, you could tell Leanne is a smoker. She for sure smokes. Like, you could just see in her gums, and I can see, like, around the lips, but it looks like she's gotten some work done to her face, too. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if she's gotten a facelift.
I want them all to cut their hair.
All cut. PSA. Guys. Take a page from Kyle Richards' book. She's never looked better.
Right.
That hair is too much. And it's like, Cam's is like, okay, it's fine. DeAndre's is way too long. Like, she would look. And Leanne's is, but Leanne's is extensions. It's like, just have your regular hair.
Right.
And then DeAndre, it's like, you would be so cute with it, like, three or four inches below your shoulder blade. It would be so adorable. Like, you would look so, you would just look taller, thinner. Yeah. It would be a better look.
What about mine?
It's fine. It's fine. DeAndre could learn a thing or two from yours. But okay, so then they go to the hot tub.
After too many shots and naked twats is T-R-O-U-B-L-E.
Trouble.
And Leanne excuses herself.
And she's like, smart. Yeah, that was smart. And then Carrie and Brandy basically just go in, like, naked. And Cam's like, where's your bathing suit? And she's like, Dallas. And I was like, okay, that's kind of funny. But I don't want to give you, like, any credit because you're, like, not that funny.
But also, it's like, why does Cameron care so much about them, like...
being prim and proper? Like...
Right. And even, like, it's not like they're being promiscuous or something. They're, like, having a girls' weekend, super silly.
Yeah, they're just having a good time.
Yeah.
And it's like...
I mean, like, don't you get naked in the hot tub with your friends on girls' weekend?
No, she doesn't. No, you can have fun. The most fun you can have without taking your clothes off.
Wait, let's think about... Okay, so Brandy. No. I meant Shannon and Tamara went in the hot tub naked together. Okay. One was Spanx.
Okay.
One was Spanx.
Mm-hmm. Are what we going? Oh, I was like,
what other housewives have been naked together in hot tubs?
Bethany, like all the Mexico trips.
Yeah.
They do that. Yeah, I think like all of them at some point have done something similar.
Right.
Like not Beverly Hills, because they will never.
No.
But, like, OC has done it. Dallas done it. New York. I'm sure Miami has done it at some point.
Right.
Like, it's fine. But it's also just, like, who cares what they do? Like you said, who cares?
Yeah.
It's fine. And then they all go back into the kitchen. And basically, it's, like, this whole thing breaks out about Cam being pissed off that she wasn't told about Brandy's baby. And they're all so wasted that, like, Brandy leaves and she starts crying. And it's like, Cam, you literally took this moment that was about Brandy and made it about you. Like Stephanie said, it wasn't her moment to tell you. Like, that was for what Brandy wanted to do. And Brandy has every right to not tell anyone.
Yeah, and then Cam's like, I feel like I'm not her friend. And, like, that was a real live baby in her arms.
I wouldn't bash an adopted baby. I was like, what?
I'm a mother. Like, I'm a mother. I would never do that.
I was like, where did this go so off the rails? Like, Cam, she didn't want to tell everybody.
Right.
And who knew? It was just Carrie and Stephanie.
Yeah. And so, Stephanie got her the baby.
Yeah, like Stephanie had to know because she started the whole, like, she got the whole ball rolling. Like...
And then the most iconic part of the episode is that she's like, I would never bash an adopted baby. And she storms out to the elevator.
She's like, I'm going to slam this door on you. She's like, close door. And it's like ding. She's like, yeah, please take me up 2 floors. Like, it was like a moment. Like, she couldn't even take the stairs. She had to take the elevator.
And she's not going to make Stephanie leave her house. Stephanie's going to Italy.
Yeah, Stephanie's going to Italy, but they make it seem like she's just so pissed she's leaving the next day. But then we know that Brandy stays, so it's like, is it even, are we just getting the drama? Like, I think we have, like, enough drama from them that, like, we don't need to do any of that, you know?
I agree.
What did you, are you satisfied with Dallas? Are you sad New York's over? Are you mad that we still have more than half a season of Orange County? Like, how are you feeling in the Bravo sphere right now?
I'm really excited for Emily to tell people that she's gonna kill them.
Right, fucking kill them.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
I think Dallas is gonna be fun to watch. Mm-hmm. Cameron's
yeah,
she's professional pretty, alone is worth yeah, watching.
I agree.
And Roni, we got one more week left.
And I'm okay.
And, I mean, we got a Lou one-on-one. We have a lot to look forward to.
I know. I'm excited. Flipping Out is coming back.
Yes, and Below Deck is finishing next week.
Yeah, and Million Dollar Listing is finishing too, which means, like, only so little of Steve Gold. But we'll still post shirtless pictures because that's what keeps us together here.
Definitely.
Okay, well, Mary, what are you doing for Labor Day weekend?
Wedding in Tahoe.
Great. Are you excited?
Hopefully.
The excitement level is very strong over at with Mary. Well, please keep some stories for us. We need to hear what's going on. You've had a rough week coming back.
Oh my gosh. These kids, they don't stop talking.
Mary messages me just saying how hard it is to be working. It's very hard. But anyways, thanks, everybody. We hope you have a great Labor Day weekend. And let us know if anything fun happens.
Okay, and give us a 5-star review. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today. Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water, 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years. And just a year ago, achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code to TWO for 15% off.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.